Monday night, Mar Halochim Chavis Al Vavis, or Liyun Aleph, Mar Cheshvan Tov Shinayin Hay. When a person finishes Psukhi de Zimra, so he should say Yishtabach right away, since that's the bracha after Psukhi de Zimra. So he shouldn't wait if he's ahead of the Chazan, of the Tzibur. He shouldn't wait. This goes for Shabbos also, which most people do not do this on Shabbos, because they want to say Shochinad together. But the truth is, if you finish a little early, if you have to, you're not really supposed to wait. But I guess if you're there with the chazan, then you say it paragraph by paragraph together with the tzibur, and that's not called waiting. But if you finish earlier, then you should say yishtabach right away. The chazan is different. If the chazan's waiting for whatever reason, maybe it's before the time that he's supposed to be up to there, or maybe there's not 10 people in the shul yet, then he should not say yishtabach, because the chazan has to say kaddish right after yishtabach. So there, Baal Korchach, it's more important to pause after Oz Yashir and wait with yishtabach until, let's say, 10 people come, or until it's the time on the clock. So, and then he says yishtabach and kaddish tamud together. That's the difference between a yachid and a tzibur. Alpi Kabbalah, the chazan, it's not really not alpi din, but alpi Kabbalah, he should wait with the last pasuk so as to be somech the last word echad vayoshem l'malach hakol ha'ores v'yom ahu Hashem echad shmo echad yishtabach shem chol admo keinu. So he should wait by that last pasuk and then say the last pasuk and yishtabach and kaddish. So again, a yochid has to be so masmich yishtabach to psuke de zimra as much as possible without waiting, even on Shabbos. The Shlich Tzibur is different, because yes, it's more important to be masmich the Kaddish to the Yishtabach, so he should wait after Pesukah de Zimra and not say Yishtabach until whatever he's waiting for. And it's best to leave off by before the end of the last Pasuk, before the last Pasuk, so that he says the last Pasuk, Vayashem Lamelech, and then Yishtabach and then Kaddish. Okay, Chavis Al-Zolus, we're at the very tail end of the Hakdama. And he writes, this is the fifth shir of the winter. He says, Tikra achi asifri zeh. As you read the sefer, the Tamil alinyono, and you understand it, not just read it, kecheu elechel zikaron, it should remind you of your obligations, v'don al nafshecha din emes, v'afochpo, turn it over in your mind, v'aldehu, meaning explore it, get to know it well, but tidbak also elipcho matzpuncha, kintirabo shem tos, if you see a mistake in it, so no problem, taknehu, fix it yourself, o chisaron, if you see something missing, hashlimehu, v'chaveinbo kavonos hamaisa b'meshayora olav yanagelov, do what it teaches you to do, which is primarily Chavis Al-Dolos, but therefore you have to do something, you can't just read about it. So make sure you carry out the implications of those obligations. Having liknos Hashem, don't have in mind just to be kona shem la'atzmecha. Oh, I learned Chavis Al-Dolos. Will ispor b'chochmoso, will be able to throw around different things that the Sefer says, just to make a name for yourself. Like, don't do it that. You learn it sincerely and use it the right way. He's very smart, the Chavis Al-Dolos. He knows what people are interested in. The Donani L'Schus, he says, be Dami L'Kafschus if you find a mistake. The Meshe Tashkefol of Mitos or Mishgia. The Meshe Yara Mikosa Yodi B'Inyanov of Amilov. If you see, I didn't express myself well. He wrote it in Arabic. I don't know. Okay, he's talking to people who read Arabic. I wrote it quickly. I didn't maybe dwell on it as much as I should have. I was afraid I would die, and I wanted to do the work. So I did it as best as I could, but I was always rushing, pushing myself to finish it, because maybe, who knows what will be tomorrow, and it would prevent me from doing what I wanted to do. The Tedak, he kach abusari chosam mehasig. A person's ability is limited. The teva anushi chosam mehashlim. A person very imperfect, so there will be mistakes there. Moshe Amar Akosel, Achevul b'nei Odom, Kosel b'nei Yish. It's supposing until him with that idea that a person is very imperfect. I'm confessing that I'm somewhat inadequate, and the Sefer is going to be maybe have mistakes, maybe have things I left out, but I'm like admitting it now, and that should be a kapara for me. I guess the embarrassment of the admission, the public admission, I guess that's what it means. B'meshiyesh bo kofer, that's a kapara, l'toz v'lishkiyesh etienabo. So that should be a kapara for the mistakes that I made. The confession, I guess the embarrassment of the confession, should be a kapara for if anything happens because of those mistakes. For roi shetedek ki kol chovos halavavos v'musri hanafoshos, everything, all chovos halavavos, and all Musrei hanafashos nichnosim tachas elu hasorah sharoshim. Everything is included in these 10 sha'orim. Like avos and tov, like everything is here. Asher chibarti b'sefer hazeh, tzivuyeim b'laveim, the asays, so to speak, and the los asays. Kachnosos habeim min ha-mitzvos. You find in the Torah it has sharoshim. V'atol v'echa kamocha, in Tillim you have lo'osol v'yehu ro'o, Sumer Rav Asay Tov. So you do have certain, like, large principles. So these 10 Sha'arim are principles. And then there's a lot, everything, that's an amazing statement. All Chovos Halavavos are included in these 10 Sha'arim, these 10 principles. Adbeik Osam El Machshavtecha, hold them in your mind. Hashiva Marion Chatom, think about them. V'yaru Lecha Toldoseim Bez Hashem. And you'll be able to figure out the ramifications and the implications. Sheyirim milipcha shatachofik b'hevenoita aleihem. If your heart really desires that, that's a yisod. He says it many times throughout the sefer, that even something that maybe seems beyond your capabilities, but if Hashem sees you have the ratzon to accomplish it, and you really want it, so then you get siyata d'shmaya, and Hashem gives you that leap. So he says it here in the Hakdama. If Hashem sees that you really want to fulfill all the ramifications and all the ripple effects of these 10 sha'arim, so you'll be zeichet to figure them out and do them. Yorena b'derech yivchar means in the path that he chooses, Hashem will show it to him. Nam shovetov tolim zaru yirash oretz. Sod Hashem li reyov, so even the sod Hashem will be made known to you. Ubriso lo diyom. Okay, we'll stop here.